Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, greetings, everyone. Are you able there? Are you here to hear me? Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Speaker MC, are you on? Okay, welcome, welcome. This is Bushwoman.
Are you not hearing me?
No, I'm not hearing you at all, Speaker MC. Greetings,
oh,
good night, my sister.
Goodness. Greetings and good evening. I have been there talking and talking. I think I was on mute. My apologies, my apologies. I guess Mercury is still in retrograde. Good evening and welcome to the Bush is Swelling show. Technical difficulties already. We are your hosts, the Speaker MC and Bush Woman. And first, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Love Journey Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad that you're here to join us for your eargasmic listening pleasure on this The Bush is Swelling show. The Bush is Swelling show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. So relax, sip on some wine, and indulge in some dark chocolate as we engage you in sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation about erectile dysfunction. That's right. We are talking today about erectile dysfunction. And that I know is a very sensitive topic, and our conversation is entitled Pump One, Pump Two. Now, we're not doctors, and we're just bringing the information to you so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets, boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up the passion in your relationship while you're learning about the Bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness. And also, while expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. When you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, and when you use the Bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. So we welcome you to join our conversations that tease the senses and titillate your body and your soul. Please ask the questions you always wanted to ask and awaken your inner bushman and bushwoman. Get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyles and come play today on the Bush is Swelling show. So today, as mentioned, our topic is erectile dysfunction, and our segment is called Pump One, Pump Two. Now, we know that erectile dysfunction is a very sensitive topic, so let's see how we can pump up your boudoir, because it's very common that at least 52% of men, and they're between the ages of 40 to 70 years old, that they have had an episode of erectile dysfunction. And one in five men actually do suffer from this consistently. So it needs not to be an embarrassing situation. And, you know, if he needs a remedy, let's talk about it. Okay, so let's see how we can pump it up in the boudoir, how we can expand our sexual vocabulary and our awareness, because we're going to learn how to boost that sexual confidence and that intimate connection by learning about the Bush natural herbal nourishments and the concoctions while we stimulate our communication. We're going to talk about the definition and the causes of erectile dysfunction, the symptoms, how does it show up? And then we're going to discuss some treatments. So stay tuned, relax, and enjoy. And we'll be right back. ¶¶ good evening once again. Hey, my partner is here, my phenomenal road dog. Bushwoman, are you there? Want to say hello to our guests? Just say hi.
Hello. What a blessing and an exciting night. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Speaker MC? Yes?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Listen, I just wanted to let the audience know that you are a new aunt.
Oh, yes. I am a new auntie. My niece was born at 5:34 p.m. today on the 7th of April, a mystical spiritual number. And I did her numbers, and she's a master. She has a master 22 personal year. And, of course, I spoke because master numbers are 11 and 22. And so not saying if you're not born under those numbers, you're not destined to do great things. But those are very high numbers, high vibration numbers. And according to my dear good friend, Lord Strayhorn, he's going to do a reading on her for the parents. And I'm so glad he's going to give me that gift so his parents can navigate her path to some degree. Even though everything is not totally written out in stone, but I am so proud. I dreamt her twice. The way how I dreamt her is exactly how she looks. So I'm so looking forward to seeing my beautiful niece. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So let me ask you a question. Does the number 534 mean anything at all?
Well, it will. I mean, 534, the time that she was born has a lot to do with the conjunctions and the alignment of the planetary aspects. So from an astrological perspective, that will be interesting to see where her planets are aligned at the time of her birth, which also, I mean, there's some people don't believe in those things, and that's fine. I think given all things considered, the alignment of the planets does play a part in our makeup or the way how things occur, because if the sun didn't shine, we would be in problems. The moon didn't rise, we'd be in problems. The wind didn't blow, we'd be in problems. When, like right now, Mercury is in retrograde, so Mercury retrograde is affecting certain things, communication and all that. So we can't dismiss, those who dismiss that we are not part of something bigger or everything is all part of the whole, I think is really missing the big picture. And so that's another conversation in of itself. But I'm so happy. Thank you for acknowledging her, the great princess, soon to be queen on the planet is here. It's amazing how spirits born into this earth school, you know, the process that they go through to get here is absolutely a miracle indeed.
It certainly is. And she is a truth seeker, because isn't that the spiritual number 7? Today is the 7th, right? Yeah, today is the 7th.
Yes, today is the 7th.
So she's a truth seeker.
Yeah. So a 7 and a 22, born a 22 personal year. She is definitely a high roller here in this game here. As I said, she showed herself to me twice in a dream. So she came on point. She came on time. She's going to be tall, lovely, and I mean, my spiritual numbers, my path, my life path numbers are 7. My life path numbers are 7, and my destiny numbers are 7. This type of show that we do, and the things that I'm involved in that revolve around mystical and spiritual things, has a lot to do with my personality. Yeah.
Oh wow, mine are 1s, and I'm a master number. My birthday is a master number, so.
Master number what? 1?
11.
Well, that's interesting because I'm a 1 personality number. I'm born on the 10th, so 1 plus 0 is 1. And Najami and my last name has a lot of 1s in it. So, hence the reason why it is we sing so well, I guess. You know?
I guess.
But thank you
all
for being on this show. Thank you all for listening. This is Bushwoman of Bushwoman Conversations Project. And I am Bushwoman, your personal development awareness life coach, and we are going to have such a great conversation about erectile dysfunction. And we want to say we love our men. That's why I love that song played by Patti LaBelle. We love you. And we are not here to put you down. We are here to help boost you up, support you, give you some information that will help you or sisters who are listening, help your mates. You know, it's important that we take care of that root chakra, which is the first chakra, the base of the sacrum or sexual region. Because believe it or not,
Bushwoman, yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted the audience to know that, so you're going to right now explain to them what exactly is erectile dysfunction and what causes it, correct? And you're going to introduce
correct.
Yourself to them. All right. So I'll just go on mute.
Okay. Again, this is Bushwoman, a.k.a. Najami Nizama. I am your personal development life coach, and we are talking about erectile dysfunction, the causes of it, symptoms. Now, it's important for us to understand and look at things from a different perspective. As again, I will give the caveat that the Bush is Swelling show is about sharing information. We are not doctors. We're not claiming to say, you know, do this 100%. But we are here for suggestions, offer recommendations, and it is your responsibility as a spiritual being to do the work to find your own research and also consult with your doctors if you're on medication. So what is erectile dysfunction, also known as ED? It's men's inability to achieve and maintain an erection for a satisfying sexual experience, otherwise known as impotence. Now, we know this causes so many areas because when the bedroom is not hot and steamy, it creates problems. And so erectile dysfunction commonly occurs in elderly people because the erectile capacity decreases with age. Some people, not everyone. So ED may appear when the blood vessels over to the penis becomes blocked or narrowed. And this is caused by interference with the nervous system that triggers erection or when there's a reduced libido. So how can we help this? Now, there are certain diseases that may cause blockages, such as diabetes, hypertension, multiple sclerosis, nerve damage, hormone imbalances, and arteriosclerosis, pulmonary heart disease. This can affect your function in the boudoir. Also, unhealthy lifestyle choices makes a person predisposed to erectile dysfunction. So what are some of those things? Now I'm just saying this. Sex is health, health is sex, and healthy sex is also giving thanks and praises and honor to the Most High. Because when you have a healthy sexual relationship and you're engaged and you're doing it, you're saying praises to the Most, I mean, the amount of, oh God, oh my God, oh my God, you're calling in the midst of that. So please. Now, a person is more likely to develop erectile dysfunction if he has some of these issues. If you're obese, and I'm not saying that all obese people have this problem. Some people have a healthy DNA. They don't have this issue. If you are an alcoholic, smoking, or abusing drugs, also, medication such as has such side effects, such as hypertensive medications, antipsychotic medications, antidepressant medications, and tranquilizers. So some of the psychological causes of these erectile dysfunctions play a major part in your performance. And some of these psychological causes are stress, fear, gloom. You're worried about your future, uncertainties, sadness. If you're a person who's sad all the time, relationship issues. And this is often caused by a combination of both physical and psychological causes. So a person who suffers from ED may experience symptoms that include difficulty getting an erection. an inability to maintain an erection due to decreased libido or sexual depression. Now, we have to be very mindful. And again, I cannot stress taking responsibility for your lifestyle. If you are living a lifestyle that has some of these things that I call the obese, the taking a lot of medications, you have to work on doing some lifestyle modifications. Now, lifestyle modifications is the least invasive treatment for erectile dysfunction. And healthy lifestyle choices helps to relieve this. So if you're going through some of these things, you have to learn how to either quit smoking, slow down your moderate your intake of alcohol. Nothing wrong with having a drink once in a while, but not on being an alcoholic. Losing weight. If you're using drugs such as heroin, cocaine, even marijuana can affect erectile dysfunction. It, you know, for you to become more physically active, you got to start taking more responsibility for your own sexual wellness. The causes of medications. Medications can be treated by replacing and cutting back on the medication. Have the conversation with your physician. And also, another way to help erectile dysfunction is mentally. So psychotherapy is used to treat also erectile dysfunctions caused by stress and anxiety. It is also important to talk to your partner about your complaints. A lot of us deal with shame during this situation, during this relationship. So that can interfere. So some medications like phosphodiuretic inhibitors and testosterone can also be utilized. And these medications can be taken orally, or they can be injected directly to the penis or inserted onto the tip of the penis. So have the conversation with your doctor regarding these treatments that can help you. This happens, it's life, it is what it is, and we want to say that we are here to support you. We are here about making sure that you get your groove on, that you keep it, pump it up, because you should be having sex until you die. I believe that. There's certain cultures that do that based on their modifications, their cutting back, their eating habits, which we're going to go into in a little while. So, Speaker MC, have any of your girlfriends complain about their men not pumping it up, girl?
Yes. You know, it's unfortunate because, like I said, it's a common event. Men between 40 to 70 years of age, at least 50% of them, 1 in 5 men suffer from this consistently. And thank you for at least allowing the audience to know, like, some of the causes and what the definition is of this erectile dysfunction, because I know it's a very sensitive topic. And my name is Marcia Chambers, aka Speaker MC. I'm an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant. And I share my message to women who are in relationships and they are just chronically lonely in their relationships. I help them to go from sexless to steamy. And Bushwoman explained that obesity, medication, drugs, and lifestyle modifications can have some kind of effect on erectile dysfunction. But how do you know that you have erectile dysfunction? And besides the obvious, the flaccidity of the penis, or the penis is not hard enough to penetrate the vagina to make you moan and make you groan. Besides that, most men at one time or another, like I said, has this in action. 1 in 5 suffer from it consistently. And it doesn't need to be an embarrassing situation. Men who have ED, they have a very healthy sex drive, very healthy libido. They want to have sex. But they're just, and they're also able to ejaculate or to come after intercourse. The only issue is the rigidity of the dick. You know, it's like putting a cooked spaghetti into a door lock. So they're not impotent. They're just soft. They want to do it. They still have the drive, but they're just lacking that capability. And the erection is the result, or the lack of erection, is the blood flow. So if the blood flow is usually stimulated by sexual thoughts, as Bushwoman had mentioned, you know, psychological, and it could be just direct contact with the penis, which is reflexogenic. So when a man becomes sexually excited, the muscles in the penis relax. And this relaxation allows for the increased blood flow to flow through the penile arteries, right? So that's great. So like she mentioned, if you do drugs, if you do some of these antidepressive medications, if you're obese, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those chronically affected. And one of the main things that a lot of people may not take credence to is if you are having bleeding gums. A candidate for gum disease is a sure sign that there is something going on in his lower extremities. Because why? Because it's affecting your blood flow. You know, it's affecting your blood flow. Another way that you could know that you're having it is if he's not having his morning woody. That morning woody, I can't tell you how important that is as a testament to his heart is working correctly. If he is not having that morning erection, and granted, men have erections like about 10 times during the night, right? But that's a sure sign that the blood is flowing where it's supposed to flow in the right regimen, in the right cadence, right? That's a sure sign of it. One way that you could test it out is to do a litmus test of some sort. Wrap his penis with some tape before he goes to sleep. And in the morning, if the tape is broken, then hey, that means that he's had some morning woody, right? He's had some kind of nocturnal tumescence, they call it, nocturnal tumescence. He's had some kind of rise at night. And that means that the heart is functioning correctly. I mean, his erectile dysfunction may be just something psychological. It may be just some kind of stress that he's going through. It might be temporary. It might be that, I don't know, the relationship, the communication isn't working. But whatever it is, as Bushwoman had said, you know, talk about it. Talk about it. There's no need to be embarrassed. There's no need to feel afraid that, oh my gosh, I had a client once that her husband would wait until she went to sleep before he would go into the bed to go to sleep because he was having erectile dysfunction and he just was scared and embarrassed to talk to her about it. Meanwhile, they had been married for close to 30 years. Close to 30 years. So she made a date with him and they went out and they talked and she found out that he was having erectile dysfunction and he was embarrassed and he was on the borderline of having diabetes. So all of this just meshed with him and it was like, he don't want to talk about it. If he goes into the bed, he's going to feel horny. Then he can't do anything. You know, it was like a domino effect. So first thing, talk to your partner. Talk to your partner and do that test. Do that nocturnal tumescence test. Wrap it. And if the tape is broken, then you know there is a good thing that he's having at least some kind of nocturnal emission. Maybe something else. Maybe you're just not turning on in the morning. We don't want to go there. But also look for the bleeding gums. If he's having bleeding gums, then that's a sure sign that something is going on with his heart. You know, his heart, and most men with erectile dysfunction have that bleeding gum disease. And another way that you could also disrupt the nerves in the genital area is I know summertime is coming up sometime in the near future, and a lot of people go bike riding. So excessive bike riding can also develop nerve damage or neuropathy to the genitalia region, especially if they go on these 50-mile hike and 100-mile bike hikes. You know, just take some precaution as far as that's concerned. Maybe do some massages in that area to dispel any kind of possible nerve damage. So those are just some of the symptoms and maybe some slight treatments. But yeah, those are what I have for you today. And it doesn't have to be an embarrassing situation. Talk to your mate and dispel whatever the stresses are at the moment. Bushwoman, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I was just trying to visualize in my mind how you tape in that penis regarding that to do that test. I mean,
you wrap it in some tape, wrap the tape around the penis, right? When the penis is flaccid and you wrap it. And if the tape is broken in the morning, that means that the penis got hard and it broke the tape. So if the penis got hard and broke the tape, that means that he had some kind of nocturnal emissions. And if that's the case, then he had a woody. And if that's the case, then, you know, his heart, at least, you know, his heart is working fine. Could be some temporary stress or something going on with him, but you know his heart is working fine. And that's the point that I wanted to drive home, that notwithstanding that it's a genitalia issue, it's more so of a heart and blood flow issue. And that's the seriousness of the sexual wellness aspect of it, because a lot of people have the misnomer that, oh yeah, sexual wellness is all about sex. It's not really all about sex. It's about being healthy enough to engage in the sex. So if your heart and your blood isn't flowing properly, then, you know, you're not going to be in tip-top performance to go the 30 minutes as opposed to the half a second.
Sure. It's all about health. And we have a lot of illusions and misnomers about sex. We bring up the conversation with sex. People get so kind of blush and get embarrassed about it. Sex is a healthy conversation to have, and you should have this conversation even before you get married, or, you know, ask your partner. When last you had a test, sometimes, as you said, diseases can cause some of these things to occur.
Yep, and not even wait until you do a test. I mean, simple awarenesses. Have conversations. How is your, when last you've been to the dentist? How do you brush your teeth? You know, I asked a guy that once. I said, well, how do you brush your teeth? And he thought I was kind of quirky or weird. And I explained the reason why I asked him, because most people are taught to just be so concerned with the white teeth, right? Not understanding that the structure that holds them in place is the one that you're supposed to be more concerned about, and that the gum and all the saliva and the foods that we eat, everything caters on the tops of the roof and on your tongue and, you know, the gum around the side of the mouth. Nobody pays attention to that. They're only concerned with the teeth, just brushing the teeth. And sometimes you meet people and they have this tremendous halitosis, and they say, well, I brush my teeth. Well, did you brush your gum? Did you brush your tongue? Did you brush the roof of your mouth? Did you clean the, and this lady who I interviewed her once for one of my shows, and she had created this instrument that cleans the gum. And she explained to me, because I also thought that flossing was the best thing since sliced bread. She explained to me that when you floss, and the way they teach you how to floss around the tooth, she said that disrupts the protective, I forgot what she called it, but there's a protective lining that the gum has to keep the tooth in place. And when you disrupt that, you can cause it to inflame, and or you can cause it to get too loose from around the tooth, and then that's when the particles of food get lodged up in there. So you know, when she told me that, I was like, well, is flossing no good? She said, no, flossing is good. Just concern yourself with massaging the gum in between the teeth more so than disrupting around the tooth itself. Because the more you disrupt the lining around the tooth, the easier it is for food to get lodged up in there. And that was like an aha moment for me, you know? So when I asked the gentleman, I said, well, how do you brush your teeth? And he told me, well, he brushes his teeth. I said, well, you need to concern yourself with your gum and, you know, massaging your gum and concerning yourself if you're having bleeding gums. And I went through this whole conversation with him, and he was like, huh, I never thought of that, because we're so conditioned. Oh, go to the dentist, check your teeth. Yeah, yeah, well, what about your gums? So I just wanted to put that in the space. Bushwoman? Oh, I think we have lost Bushwoman somewhere along the line. Okay, so let's take a slight break for right now, and we'll see when Bushwoman returns in a moment. I was having with that gentleman about his gums and how okay. So well, welcome back, and welcome back, folks. Now we're entering our segment where we're going to tell you a little bit more about the treatments that you could impose on these symptoms that we explained to you previously. Bushwoman, you want to tell them a little bit more about the bush and the concoctions?
Well, you know, what is so amazing is that the human body is such an amazing machine. And I say machine because it can repair itself to some degree with, of course, with our assistance. The body, I mean, when you stop consuming certain unhealthy foods or you work on your personal development, because personal development also comes from you changing certain habits, creating healthy. So some of the tips. So if you are an obese person, walking at least 2 miles a day helps men to reduce their body fat and get themselves healthy. Now, this was an interesting study done in 2005 that helped obese men reduce risk of ED and even reduce current impotence. Now, men, they did a study that said that men with a 42-inch waist are 50% more likely to have erectile dysfunction than those with a 32-inch waist. That's interesting. So healthy weight maintains your healthy sexuality, and it's a good strategy, come on now, for preventing ED. So sometimes some people, when they get married or they get in a relationship living with someone, they tend to gain weight. Ladies, you got to watch that. And men, you got to watch that. There's a difference between need and want. Yes, you may want certain dishes or certain cravings, but do you need it? So I suggest that you create a mental type of imagery. When you want certain things, sugars, especially fatty foods and sugars, cakes, and all those who got a sweet tooth. Do I want it? Yeah. Do I need it? No. Because the hindrance down the road, it can affect my sexuality. Red ginseng. Specifically, it's an herbal root Viagra, and it helps men bedroom woes. So if you're going through this erectile dysfunction situation, incorporating ginseng, especially the red ginseng. Why red ginseng? Because studies have shown, especially 7 studies that were done, that red ginseng, ranging in doses from 600 to 1,000 milligrams 3 times per day, were found to produce evidence of effectiveness in your ED. Now, for red ginseng to be fully effective, it has to be grown for at least 3 years. Then you also have ED Reverser, and it's a form of Super Viagra, they call it. It's all natural, and the results are practically instant. So, and automatic. So the best way of getting this within days of using erectile dysfunction reverser is also talking to your doctor that can also give you some remedies for that. One of the best natural fruits that you can eat, if you didn't know that already, is watermelon. Watermelon, a good old cold slice of watermelon can do wonders. Not only does it satisfy your thirst, but it will help with your erectile dysfunction. So you want to build up that bedroom boudoir satisfaction. You want to pump it up. And the reason why watermelon is so good is because it has this amino acid called citrulline. And citrulline is found in high concentration in watermelons. It improves the blood flow to the penis. And there was a study done in 2011 that revealed that men who suffer with this mild to moderate ED, when they took L-citrulline supplements, it showed vast improvement with erectile dysfunction. Another great vitamin that you can take is L-arginine, my people. Ladies, get L-arginine vitamins for your man. L-arginine is an amino acid that is present, or for lack of, in the body. So it helps to make a very important amino acid called nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is very significant and important in helping the blood vessels to flow smoothly. So it supports successful erections. And it's responsible, as I said, making the blood vessels relax. It sustains erectile. And again, there was a study done in 1999 that observed erection with men for 6 weeks taking L-arginine in high doses, such as like about 5 milligrams a day. And 31% of those who took it had significant improvements. So it's important for you that other foods are garlic, cinnamon, celery, even aloe vera. Aloe vera ingested on a consistent basis is very helpful for improving erectile dysfunctions and things of that nature. So we want you men to be healthy. Sisters, you got to be knowledgeable. You got to get the information on hand to help your man. What you cook, what you prepare in the kitchen. Your kitchen is your medicine, pharmacy. What you give your man to eat, or those who are into same-sex relationships, what you're giving your partner to eat is important. So you've got to be knowledgeable. You've got to do the research. If you go on the Bush's Swelling Show page on Facebook, we are going to post some information that can help you along your process. But understand that this is a process, and it can be fixed if you make healthy choices, changing your diet, changing exercising, the ED reverse, or talking to your doctor. You may need to get injections that can be injected into your penis to help you to take care of this challenging issue, because it can be done. And we are here to say that we support you, to say that we love you, and to say that, listen, we are here to supply the information to help you along this sexual journey. And that's what we're about, right, Speaker MC?
Absolutely, absolutely correct, absolutely correct. And, you know, not only do we talk about the herbs and the concoctions, but part of Swell is for people to change their perspective about sex and their perspective about adult toys. So in this segment, we're going to talk about some exercises and some toys that would help the man to actually get that rigidity that he is lacking. And I know that most men will not subscribe to this alternative, but, you know, women, listen, if your man needs the help, then I leave it up to you to be the influencer, okay? And we're going to explore this very, let me feel a little bit uncomfortable, and it's taboo, and we have all these social barriers that allow us to develop this attitude that once a person has suffered like an injury, like say someone who has a stroke or even a spinal cord injury, that they don't even have any sex anymore. So these toys are also good remedy for people in that category, because people don't even realize that people who are in wheelchairs or people who've had a stroke or people who've had some kind of accident or spinal cord injury that caused the erectile dysfunction, that they still have the sex drive. Yeah, well, these toys can help people like those too. So here are some of the toys that I'm going to mention. And I know we have the quick fixes like the pills, the Viagra, the Cialis, the Levitra, the Staxin, the Stendra. We're not talking about that. They work to improve the blood flow, and they're generally, you take them 30 to 60 minutes before the intercourse. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about some toys, baby. Toys. Yeah, we know men like to play with remote controls. Well, maybe you can play with these too. One such toy is the Pulse by the Hot Octopus. It's a masturbation sleeve, and it's a couple's toy, right? But they use the Pulse in hospitals. Did you know that? They use the Pulse by the Hot Octopus in hospitals for people for contraception. Yes, not contraception, for conception. For conception. Yeah, to collect the sperm. So when you go into a room and they say, okay, go into that room and we're going to, and here's a little bottle and we need your sperm, that's one of the toys that they use. And this toy was also an award-winning toy back in AVN. I forgot which year it was, but that's why a lot of people who have these spinal disabilities, they use the Pulse by the Hot Octopus. It has a very huge vibration mechanism that can help the man to ejaculate without coming to a full erection. And it also helps the blood to flow and the stimulation. So it improves the penis health. I mean, constant use helps to improve the circulation and the sexual performance. So, you know, don't twist your nose up about, oh, a man's going to use an adult toy. Yes, this is a toy that's very healthful for your sexual well-being. Another one is, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, are the penis pumps and the cock rings. So the penis pumps help to bring the blood into the penis, and it makes it hard and gain some sensitivity. One such penis pump is called the Rock Box 2 vibrator, and it's by Love Honey, and it can be used by women as well. So some women may say, well, they need some stimulation in their clitoris. I mean, the clitoris and the penis is the same anatomical location, so they can use it as well. And the function is to put the pressure around the base of the penis and to push the blood into the shaft. So, you know, your soldier stands at attention. That's the reason why you have that penis pump. So that's another toy. So that's the Pulse by the Hot Octopus and the penis pumps and the cock rings. Another toy is, excuse me, the penis traction. So instead of the pump, you can use the penis traction, which is, it works by steadily stretching the shaft of the penis. So it stretches it so that it helps that the tissue and the cell grow in the penis area. I think they call it cytokinesis. And it helps men who have that bending cock. You ever heard of Peyronie's disease, where they say his penis is bending the opposite way, either bending to him or bending away from him? Some men actually have that as a problem. So for them, sex is painful, you know? And because of that, this penis traction can help. It's like when you have these little kids that have bow legs and the doctors put these instruments on their legs to help the bone to straighten itself. Well, it's the same thing. Not saying that the penis has a bone, but it helps the cells and the tissue regrowth so that the cytokinesis gets corrected. Yeah, penis traction. They have massagers that men can use. Men can use body massagers to stimulate their penis and bring them to orgasm. Let's see, you need the vibes to be very powerful. And there's one like the Hitachi Magic Wand and the Ideal Wand. I know a lot of women have heard of the Hitachi Magic Wand. That is, I think that's the most powerful vibration that I've ever seen in a massager toy. It hits to the roof. So if you're penis or your clitoris has been so desensitized, trust and believe, this wand will wake it up to no end. And I think the last option is a strap-on. Now, a strap-on is, if the erection is possible, okay, and the strap-on is another toy that the man can put on, and he can place the flaccid penis inside the strap-on. So if he has the urge, remember I said not because he has erectile dysfunction means that he doesn't have the urge or the libido. He has the urge. It's just that the erection or the rigidity is not there. So the strap-on will help because the strap-on comes with a hollow dildo so that he can place the penis in there and he can receive the stimulation while he's having intercourse with his partner. So those are just some toys that, like I said, they're toys for pleasure. And Swell is all about changing the paradigm, the mental paradigm about sex and sex toys, because all think that sex toys is all about pleasure and it's only for women. No, you have sex toys that are for your health, like the Pulse, by the Hot Octopus, like the penis pumps by Rock Box 2, like the penis traction that we mentioned that corrects the Peyronie's disease, like the strap-on, and like the Hitachi Magic Wand that gives you that high vibe. So those are just some toys that can give you that extra stimulation. And that stimulation is good for men with or without disabilities. So that's what I wanted to put in the space.
Where can one get these toys? I mean, these things sound so amazing. Where can you get these things?
Well, these toys are sold anywhere. You can get them at Adam and Eve. You can get them at the Pleasure Chest. You can get them anywhere. You can get them even at Amazon. as long as you know what you're looking for. You can get them anywhere. Yeah. The toys are everywhere. I think the other day I went into Walgreens, and Walgreens was selling a dildo, and they were calling it, oh, these are the new massagers. So that's the new term that they're using to kind of ease the public into the introduction of selling sex toys into the pharmacy. You know, they're calling, oh, the massagers. So you can get them anywhere, to answer your question, Bushwoman.
Massages, get your pump. Totally. So I'm looking to see if we don't have any guest callers in here to ask any questions.
No.
From what I
not tonight. I guess they're out enjoying their spring break.
I guess so. They're out definitely, or maybe they might be pumping it up right now as we speak.
You have anything coming up this month?
Yeah, as I was saying, we're getting close to the end of the show. So I don't have anything coming up for this month. I'm going to have a Bushwoman Conversations Project event called How to Write Affirmations to Attract Your Visions and Your Goals. And it was supposed to be scheduled for April 22nd, but I tend to adhere to the Mercury retrograde stuff. I'm going to reschedule that for June the 10th at Oxford Space in Brooklyn, New York, and it will be from 6 to 9:30. So that is going to be the next Bushwoman Conversations workshop. If you live in the New York, Brooklyn area or New York area, it's not far from Atlantic Avenue, where all the trains and Long Island Railroad also stop at that Atlantic Barclays Center. Stop, and it's going to be on June 10th at 6 p.m. at the Symphony at Oxford Space. I was going to say Symphony, but Oxford Space in Brooklyn, New York, on Oxford Street in Brooklyn, New York. And so that's it for the advertisement for Bushwoman. Speaker MC.
Okay. Well, Speaker MC has quite a few things coming up. We have our podcast, which you can listen to at your leisure on mixcloud.com. And we also have the Swell Happy Hour, which is on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And our topic is also going to be around erectile dysfunction. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Our Speaker MC show, we are having two upcoming shows on the 16th and on the 30th of this month. And our next Bush is Swelling show is scheduled to be on April 21st. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And our champagne and chocolate conversations, that's what we call our sexy workshop. Our next workshop will be in the Philadelphia area on May 19th. So if you're in the Philly area, stop on by. We're going to be talking about libido, and we're going to be talking about how your money, when your yoni's right, your money is tight. That's right. So make sure you stay tuned. For all these and more, you can check with me on marciachambers.com. That's marciachambers.com. Or all social media with the hang, what they call this, the hanger, the moniker, at speak2mc. That's speak, the number 2mc. And you can check us out on our Bush is Swelling Facebook group for all the updates to all our shows. Well, we have no guests tonight. Bushwoman, do you want me to close out the show for us tonight?
Well, I would like to talk about just one quick plug for Dr. Ye Wang coming to New York. She was a guest on our show twice so far. We'll have her back on again. Coming to New York June 8th to the 10th. She is a master tantric teacher as well as a Chinese herbalist and acupuncturist, and she'll be doing tongue and pulse diagnosis. Do you know that your tongue says a lot not only about your health, but your personality? And based on your personality, it has a lot to do with cravings and urges and the way how you react to things. So she's going to include the Chinese herbs to help balance your body systems. We want people to pay in advance so they can go to www.maafaholistic.com www.mafaholistic. The cost is only $247. It includes the diagnosis and the herbs, and she will be at La Quinta Inn in Brooklyn, New York, on Atlantic Avenue between Nostrand and Bedford Avenues, La Quinta Inn. So you have to pay in advance for your sessions for your five people on Friday, 10 people on Saturday. And we want your health to be, because this will improve your erectile dysfunctions if you suffer with that, or any sexual imbalances or just physical imbalances. Dr. Pamela Yewong will be here June 9th and 10th.
Yes, she is phenomenal. She looked at my tongue and she told me my whole life. So people, yes, I think that this is something that you need to be at, because your tongue, your palms, your soles of your feet, your whole body is a walking billboard for what exactly is going on with you. And Dr. Yewong will be the first one to look at you and say, this, that. And she'll make the formula for you and ship it to you for free. So, hey, what's better than that for $247? So make sure you stay tuned with the updates on our page on how to get in contact with Dr. Yewong. And thank you for embarking on this journey and playing with us today. And thank you for deep diving into the well of sexual wellness and empowered living lifestyles with some bush on the side. Make sure to connect and contact us on our social media channels, on our Facebook group page, The Bush is Swelling, and Instagram at The Bush is Swelling. So, Bushwoman, please take it away, and thank you for such a wonderful evening tonight, and I hope everyone has a swelling evening.
Yes, and thank you all so much. If you want to check out Bushwoman, you can go on my Instagram page at Bushwoman Convo, and on Facebook, Bushwoman Conversations Project, and that the word woman is spelled with a slash, WO/MAN. So Bush Womb /MAN Conversations Project. And I just want to say, people, know that the best is yet to come. There is relief, and we believe in you, we support you, and the Bush is Swelling Show is about helping you to be the best that you can be, because the best is yet to come.
love will set us free. As long as we believe the best.